Testing, 1, 2, 3.
Let's get ready to be at our best, man. Be at our best.
Yeah, it's going to be a boring one today.
Those guys don't all suck.
You son of a bitch.
ASAP, any squad, any place, you know we bring with. We bow down. We'll pull up on anybody and get it done.
Suck it, Raiders.
He is dead.
I love you, Jeff. Bye.
Joe, start fast.
They're the next team on our schedule, and we're trying to do something big here. We're trying to win a Super Bowl.
It's another beautiful day.
It is.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Charger Chat. I'm your co-host, Wooldog, sitting with my two brothers, Kev Huggin Duggan.
What's up, everybody?
And Kyle, the coach, Duggan.
Yeah!
We're ready.
We are full of energy today, folks. We've got some piss and vinegar running through our veins.
Yeah, that was some karate. Piss. Me and Pax have been practicing. He even bows to me, and then, and he'll kick me, and I always win, though.
What's the Cobra Kai? Strike first, strike fast, no mercy.
He's yep, just tripping your kid all over the house. Just low
that's
leg
the Duggan
shots.
House. I am his sensei.
Excellent. Well, that's awesome. What else is going on in the world of coach?
Not coaching. Yeah, I guess not coaching again this year, which is not new news, but I have been having like an itch to get back into the coaching game. We're moving out of the city that we're currently living in up to Valley Center, which is North County, San Diego. Hopefully here before the end of the year. And it's like right in football season. So me and my wife are talking about like to get plugged into the community. If I want to go, just be like a helping hand on the Valley Center High School football staff. But I know our dad is not very fond of the head coach up at Valley Center.
Oh, really? I didn't know
yeah,
that.
we had some good battles because we coached at Del Norte and they were in our league for a while. Valley Center was, and dad was the head JV coach. And so there's some battles that happen on the JV level that no one knows about because there's like 12 people in the stands.
Yeah.
but we had some epic battles with the Valley Center's junior varsity team. And one year dad swears but we were playing for the league championship. And dad swears that at halftime, their varsity coach sent varsity kids down to play to try to beat us. Dad will swear by it.
Oh my yeah. God. That just sounds like something he would say at like halftime to get people pumped
yeah,
up to
get
go
the
out
kids
there, like,
fired up.
Oh God, we're playing kids with beards now. We're screwed.
Well, here's the dead giveaway at the JV level. So there's different helmet decal stickers for varsity and JV usually. So when kids show up with a Jaguar on their helmet, you're like, oh, okay, so what? You just got a sticker at halftime for some kids and not other kids? So it's questionable, but what's funny is I think the dad probably would have done the same thing if he was the varsity coach. He'd be like, we got to win. Like, because that's dad's philosophy is no matter what level you're at, you want to win. It's not just like, oh, let's get out and get reps. Like, I want to win football games. So, but we'll see. So yeah, the hankering to get back into coaching is starting to rear its ugly head. So we'll see how that goes. But other than that, same old, things are opening up. So we got to get the kid out of the house, which is a saving grace, get some of that energy out of that 3-year-old. But, excited for ongoing football discussion. Hopefully we get that HBO Hard Knocks is coming and hopefully comes on us quick here. How about you, Kev?
Well, first of all, happy Father's Day, because we just got past that bad boy. So it's been pretty low key lately. I have become my new hobby, because I'm in Missouri and because things are a little older in Missouri. It gives the
dude. What are you about to say?
I'm just trying to build this up. So like, there's just an older mentality in Missouri. So what my family and I have started doing, which is I really had never done before, is drive-in movie theaters. Here in Missouri, they're all over the place, like everywhere.
Really?
So we went in the last week, we've had nothing to do. So we went to two different drive-in theaters. We saw Goonies, Jurassic Park, and Twister.
What?
Dude, it's been like
classics.
The most awesome time of like finding these like crazy drive-in movie theaters out in the middle of like cornfields and like pulling in and like, you know, it's just been really super fun. So that's kind of what I've been doing lately.
So I will have people know that Kevin, this is his profession and his job, but he's not one of those snobs that has to have perfect conditions to watch a movie, and
dude,
he's all clearly about that. Let's go drive in and watch it.
It's awesome, dude. I have my sound system in my car rules, so I just
of course
tune that in. It sounds awesome. My kids, we just like let them run crazy in the back seat while my wife are in the front eating popcorn, watching the movie. Like they're babysitting themselves,
they're wrestling, they're
not bothering anyone. I don't have any teenagers talking over my shoulder. It's amazing. I love it. So cool. I might just be a drive-in guy from now on.
I like it, dude.
How about you, Will? Awesome. What you been doing?
I haven't been to a drive-in movie theater in quite some time, but they have a couple out here in Idaho, and I did attend a few. So, but it has been a while.
You should do it again. It's awesome.
I should. I'm gonna have to take a look and see when they've got one going. I mean, it's all gonna be old movies for a while, so it'll be curious to see. Things are going okay. Idaho, we did open back up, but we were in phase four, but son of a gun, we've been seeing a lot of cases pop up, so we're back in it. We're pulling back the reins and going back to phase three, which doesn't affect me too much. I basically live out of my apartment. I do work here. It hasn't bothered me too much, but it's unfortunate to see for everybody else in Idaho having to deal with that. But otherwise, it's been exciting. I've shown on some social media aspects a cartoon that I'm a part of called The West Patch, which is extremely exciting. They're going to be 10 5-minute episodes of cartoons, and it's basically going to be a pitch, I think, to kind of keep this going. It's such a cool cartoon. I'm so excited to be a part of it.
Sweet.
The first episode should come out in September. And it's just, I've read the whole story, and it's something that nobody, you haven't heard this kind of a story before. It's incredibly original and can continue past the 10 episodes that they're going to put out. So extremely excited. Keep an eye out for The West Patch. And yeah, otherwise just keeping on, baby. Just trying to be productive and creative and just make stuff happen. And hopefully the Chargers can make some stuff happen, because as we've been watching, little bits have been coming out, like just today, our main man, Tyrod Taylor.
Ooh, his helmet?
Swinging the ball around. Ooh. And nothing, practically nothing but his helmet. He didn't have any pads on, didn't have his jersey on, but just wearing the helmet. I'm like,
yeah,
man, Tyrod, they should all play football like this, because this would be... This would be pretty fun.
Oh, this is exciting.
Protect the noggin and that's it.
There's something about the helmet with the number on it now that makes it like so serious for some reason for me. It's like, whoa. So
it's
glad. It's like the first little piece of football I've seen in forever. Mm-hmm. So this is awesome.
It's crazy to think of the polarizing different quarterbacks we've had from one year to the next.
Yeah.
It's like you see Tyrod in a helmet and no shirt on. It's like, what?
Like, is that like, what he's supposed to look like?
Yeah, is that what a quarterback can look like? And he's like, just like jack cut, looks like a running back wide receiver. And then you look at Phil, and he would have been like in his cowboy boots walking up to practice and bolo tie. And he's got that weird cut off sleeve that's kind of hangs over his shoulders, but shows his like forearms, you know,
sweaty baseball hat and the copy shirt and the whole deal.
Yeah. I don't even like talking about it. It's made me sad.
Somebody brought it up on social media. I was like, oh my God, we're going to have to deal with this soon. We're going to have to deal with the fact that Philip is not on our team officially. So,
yeah.
Oh,
but it's fun to reminisce. We still love him.
Still
love
absolutely him.
But Tyrod looks like a chiseled, like
Tyrod's
statue.
Working, man.
Yeah, he's clearly.
There's no quarantine. There's no quarantine chub going on at the Taylor household. No.
That guy's killing it.
No, he's putting in work.
I think if you take a look at every Chargers social media, every player, their social media, all of them are in full workout mode right now. I've been seeing Ingram lifting weights like crazy. Austin Eckler. Justin
Herbert was working out with Hunter Henry.
Oh, that's right.
Oh,
they're throwing medicine balls
they were together.
And stuff. It's so cool to see him with our players. It's like, oh yeah,
right.
They're going to be throwing. He's going to be throwing to Hunter Henry. It's like, holy shit, this is getting real.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Big deal. Bit of sad news that we heard about this last week. Max Turk, our previous lineman. We originally drafted him in round 3 in 2016. After he played at USC, didn't play his rookie year. There was a lot of hope for this kid, especially drafting him in round 3. And he got suspended some games in his sophomore year for performance-enhancing drugs. Just never really came to fruition in the Chargers' repertoire, but unfortunately, he was he died. He just straight up died hiking with his mom and dad in the Cleveland National Forest.
So sad.
Tragic.
It was so tragic. Like, nobody expected to hear about that. Like, nobody knows why. There's still no reason as to why it happened. Don't know if it was a brain aneurysm, if it was some kind of congenitive heart failure. Don't know. Like, it just happened. And it's so sad to hear about. He wasn't with the Chargers. He went off to play for Arizona.
And but I remember the hype around that draft pick, though. Like, I vividly remember. Yeah, like, and being like, yeah, this is the guy to come in and like solidify that center position in a year or so.
When he played it, he played, because at that point we were still having issues with our offensive line. It's been like this ongoing saga.
Constant.
So what he did is he basically played at every position on the offensive line at SC. So he was touted as a guy that could come in and, you know, fix stuff. And unfortunately, he only played in his career. I was doing a little research. He only played one snap his entire career, and he played with the Arizona Cardinals. So he only got one play passed away at 26. And it's just so sad. And, he was a Charger. He will be in the Chargers, you know, books. Yeah. And, you know, even though he didn't play, it's just really sad to hear that of his passing. So condolences to his family and, you know, everybody that we love watching him play at USC and the people that remember him from the, you know, being on the Chargers.
Yeah. And I saw Telesco put out a little statement that was, you could tell was heartfelt and sincere about his work ethic and his drive for football and how it was infectious to the people around him. So that was pretty cool. Seemed like a good guy. So it's hard to hear with everything crazy going on in the world with COVID-19 and what's going on, and then boom, something completely unrelated, they still happens. And condolences and prayers are with his family for sure.
Absolutely. Yeah, life still happens. And when it's something as sudden as that, it's just a complete blindside. You just don't expect to read about that kind of news about that player. Yeah, he was only 26. It's crazy. as far as other news going around, there's been... Oh boy, there's just been a ton of unnecessary drama.
Speculation, if you will.
Speculation, like overthought. It's just like we are so desperate for football right now that we are just taking any little tidbit of information and then just like blowing it up. And the obvious, if you don't know what I'm talking about, the word on the street that Colin Kaepernick, previously the 49ers quarterback, is been rumored to start working out with the Chargers. Now, nothing is official at all. There's nothing official at all yet. The only thing that has even come out was Anthony Lynn saying that Colin Kaepernick is on the radar for a potential workout. Not definitive, not anything else, just potential, because he fits the scheme of what it is that we're trying to do. So everybody has just, it's crazy the amount of naysaying hate that has come out on the possibility of this guy even making the team, let alone just working out with the guys.
He's a polarizing figure. It's this the current problem is like he's so polarizing and it's something where any news on him is going to get taken and ran with, you know, and it even Coach Len was saying like that he's happy with the three quarterbacks that we have. Like we have three great guys in there right now that, you know, he's on a workout list is all I heard. Right. But then I'm seeing people take that out of context and say he's working out for the Chargers. Like it's not necessary. It might happen, but let's all take a breath, you know?
Don't you think any coach in the NFL would say that he's on a workout list? The guy took a team to a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And he's
still
in like prime career age. So if there's a logical coach and GM, he should be on your list somewhere.
Right. Yeah.
Regardless of everything else going on. And he's a great football player. So he should be on your list somewhere. He's going to be on the depth. Like somewhere in the workout list.
It's tough though, because he's so, you know, he's so polarizing and everything that had happened previously and why he kind of got ostracized out of the league and everything that surrounded that. It's, you know, people feel very strongly about him completely outside of football. So it's a, it's a question of like, he should absolutely get an opportunity. Like, what does that do for the team and that all the things that come with signing him? Is that something people are willing to do? Like, that's the question.
Yeah. And I would hope that our organization would be bold enough to make a stand if that's what they believe in.
Absolutely.
You know, and it is, and football is more than to a lot of people. Like, the reason that we love football is it's more than just a sport. It's community. It's rallying behind something together. It can stand for a lot of things and can rally and unite people that otherwise would never unite and rally together. Mm-hmm. So I think that if he were to be on the Chargers because we have some injuries or something were to happen with backups, I would be proud of the Chargers for taking a stand for if that's what they believe in and standing up for it and doing it.
I 100% agree. There's going to be so many different set of circumstances to happen for him to even be sitting on the bench, let alone chucking the ball in the season. Like, there's just so many different weird little things that have to happen to even get to that point. And I think, I mean, I'll say it, that I think he's a guy that deserves an opportunity. I think him getting ostracized from the league is blown so out of proportion, it's stupid. That's my personal opinion. My opinions don't reflect those of the Chargers Chat podcast. But I why not have him on a workout? Like, why not have any quarterback that isn't getting drafted? Like, right now, it doesn't look like Cam Newton's going to have a team to go to. Cam Newton's probably going to be on the workout list. Like, for every football team that has a workout list, Cam Newton's going to be on it. Like, that's not... Because that's below practice squad. Like, you've got practice squad where it's like, these are our guys, but like, teams can still pick guys from the practice squad, right?
Yeah.
He's not even on the practice squad. So like, anybody can come and pick him up, but he's just going to be there working out with the guys. And if anything were to come up where you had to use him, why not use somebody that at least has an understanding of the playbook or has an understanding of the scheme?
For me, the only thing I would say is that I don't want this to be something that's being done for publicity. That is the only thing. Like, don't let it be something. No, I just like, absolutely makes total sense. We need to build our fan base and get more people on board. 100%.
For sure.
Just make sure that that workout is better than who we have and who would be losing their job. The best football player needs to be on the roster. Even though he might bring people to the team, that doesn't necessarily mean he's right for the team. So good luck to everybody trying to make the team, working out. I'm all for it. Right. Just make sure it's for the right reasons.
Yeah, and you said it. That word is, who's the best for the team? Who's the best quarterback can we get on our roster? And if he comes in for a workout tomorrow and they decide, based on his talent, that he's better than Tyrod Taylor, I would hope they would sign him. And that's bottom line. It's who's the best player and who can help us win football games, because that's what we want to do.
Right. I don't, the Chargers and Tom Telesco is not the guy to sign somebody because they're going to sell tickets.
Right.
Or something like
that.
We
would have signed Cam Newton.
But don't,
exactly.
Don't put that bad juju on Tyrod Taylor, because he looks like a sculpted god right now and he could definitely throw a lot of touchdown passes.
Yeah, what juju?
You were just throwing a little juju. He's like, absolutely not. He came in and outperformed Tyrod. You say that.
Why wouldn't you? I didn't say he's going to.
Because
if he was the better player, then why wouldn't you put him?
That's why. Because I like how he looks in the Chargers. Moving on.
Don't you put words in my mouth.
Good evening, and good night.
We will let the professionals make the decision. It won't be decided by fans, obviously.
Well, they'll probably ask for my opinion. And
don't
forget, we have
Justin Herbert. Our first round pick is still on the roster.
Right. The guy that we just drafted.
This is the silliest conversation.
Yes.
It's fun.
But at the same time, it's ridiculous.
I got you fired up.
You got me fired up. Everyone gets
so emotional about this.
Yeah.
It's crazy. All right. Let's get that
take
off
a breath,
our plate.
Take
all
a
right,
breath.
Let's see what's going on. If you've been watching the Chargers social media, you'll see that SoFi Stadium is chugging along quite nicely. And
goal
there's so many
up.
Different it's there's so many different elements of that stadium that I did not realize were gonna be a part of building a stadium. Like what was the thing that we watched? It was the guy talking about like the tiles in the ceiling and they had the holes and they like change colors depending on the time of day.
Yeah. Like, more light crazy. In at night, less light in during the day. And it's
the sheer size of that canopy. You see the mock-ups, but you don't understand how gigantic that canopy is until it's like there. And it is massive.
Yeah. That's an incredibly impressive stadium, and the Chargers have all been getting tours, and we've just seen it all coming together. And God, please, just
we
please
better be able to go to that game that we already bought tickets.
We
to.
We already bought tickets. Don't take this away from us, please.
Oh my God, please. I can't wait. It's so gorgeous looking.
I don't care about anybody else. Just us right now.
Just us.
Don't
just take Atlanta from Falcons. Us. I just want to go to the Atlanta Falcons game in November, right, or December. That's all I want.
Right. Yes, you can cancel the football season as long as they get to play the Falcons that one game. I don't care. let's see what else has been going on. Virtual offseason is coming to a close here in just a few days. And training camp is set to open mid-July. And we'll just have to wait and see if that happened, how that happened. I don't know. It's got to happen.
Yeah, the crazy thing is that, you know, with the training camp this year, it's not open to the public. And I've seen some people on Instagram who've gone for, you know, they have traditions of going every year. And this is the year you're not able to go, which
This
sucks.
Is the year a lot of traditions are broken.
But what do we have in place of having to go to training camp?
One of the best documentaries and insights into a training camp that you can get. So out of all the teams in the league besides the Rams, we are the luckiest because we get to actually see what our team's doing behind the scenes, which is so awesome.
Which also, I hate the Rams. I don't know why they're on it.
No.
I just still can't. Why did you have to put two teams? I don't. The sharing the stadium, I guess the whole thing. Yeah. It's just so stupid. Didn't they just do the Giants a couple years ago? They didn't do the Jets with them.
You're making valid points, Kyle. I have nothing to refute or rebuttal that. It's kind of horseshit.
And like I saw one of the requirements to be on the show basically is you couldn't have been to the playoffs in the last 2 years and you couldn't have a winning record in the last year, something along those lines. Uh-huh. And they were in the Super Bowl 2 years ago. And they had a down. We were also in the playoffs, but they had a down year last year. We had a down year last year. And then all of a sudden they're making exceptions. Not only for one team, but for two teams. I hate
it's incredibly clear to me. Clearly the Rams were not getting the same kind of amount of people coming to the games at the Coliseum that they were hoping. Chargers definitely weren't. The NFL is responsible for these two teams.
Yeah.
You need to get as much publicity jacked into these two organizations as possible. And the best way to do that, you know, not coin flip and be like, all right, you're on, you're not. We might run past each other at the stadium. Who knows? Like, put them both on and just like, I think we're going to have a more interesting team to watch. And the characters are way more interesting. And I'm hoping that the percentage tips more 60-70 Chargers, 40-30 Rams.
Well, dude, drama in the Rams right now with Gurley leaving and like, demanding that he's not getting paid. And
yeah, well, he's not going to be, you're not going to have that storyline because, you know, they're not going to interview Todd Gurley for Hard Knocks. He's on another team. So that shit's gone. Yeah. Like all they have right now is Donald. And I don't know if you saw, somebody posted a picture of what the Rams are. It was basically like, it was like an RV park with like an Aston Martin parked under like a a drive thing. It's like, this is the Rams. This is Aaron Donald's, the Aston Martin parked under this like mobile home thing. I was like, yeah, that's pretty much the Rams right now. So everyone's hating on us right now because they don't know what our quarterbacks are going to be. We know what our defense is going to be. We know what they're going to be. We know what our offense can be as long as we have some decent quarterback play. So I think we're just going to have way more interesting storylines. Like you saw what they did with Tyrod Taylor when he was on Buffalo. He had his own whole portion of Hard Knocks was just dedicated on him. I'm sure they're going to re-reference all that. So, yeah. And it's the same situation that he was in Buffalo with Baker Mayfield is happening again with our new boy. So, you know, is what it is, you know? So there's just so many storylines. Just as a storyteller, as like a filmmaker, I'm seeing way more interesting storylines for the Chargers, not having Phil, having a new quarterback, having all these new pieces, than what the Rams are going to offer. So we'll see what happens.
I think it's safe to say the fight for LA is still open.
Oh, without a doubt, dude.
We're round five right now.
We need to show out. When this stadium opens, Charger fans need to show out. We really do.
Yeah.
We need to.
We have no excuses. There's no, the ticket prices are too high or.
They're super manageable. No bitching. Like, we got to show up or we're going to continually be the butt end of jokes when it comes to that shit, which bothers me, but it's not going to change anything for me. You know what I mean? Right. I don't care.
Right.
But I just hate the jokes.
I just prefer not to.
I'm just done with the shit. I'm done with the shit.
Right. So I think we've answered the question why there's two teams. There's just so much drama going on. At least if you look at the Rams, you look at the drama going on there. There's a lot of uncertainty with the Chargers. And like you said, it's still a fight for LA. Like, there's still no definitive team to be in LA right now. So it's going to be interesting to see how they play it all out. Are we just going to fast forward through all the times that they're looking at the Rams and just wait till we see a familiar face? I don't know.
Kevin's not allowed to answer.
Dude,
I'm going to tell you.
I know.
He watched the Raiders last year and he was all in on Antonio Brown.
Everything. I just love.
And he picked Antonio Brown round one of our fantasy draft. True. He was all
you guys,
in on
will
the
you
Raiders.
Quit bringing that shit up, okay? I'm sorry about that. Two things.
We can't help
one,
it.
I don't know why I love watching training camp documentaries so much, because in high school, I hated two-a-days. Everything about summer training
that's probably
was
why,
the
though.
Worst, but like not being
that's why
a part
you love
of it
watching
and
it.
Seeing it is like, and professional athletes is rad. But I guarantee you, I have money on the fact that when that opening sequence comes together and they do all those kind of crazy shots of players working out in slow-mo, the last thing that's going to come up is fight for LA. I'll put $20 easily on the fact that it says fight for LA, and it'll be like the Rocky Balboa where like the two gloves come in together and like explode when they hit. You know what I'm talking about.
I love it. I do. That would be cool, actually, if they made a nice kind of retro, like.
Guess what?
I think
we have our new video, animated. Dude. I think we have our next video. We're going to do our own opening version of the Hard Knocks, but Charger centric with a little Rocky. Boxing glove explosions.
Excellent. I like it.
So August 11th, that's when that bad boy's dropping, and I
August 11th
cleared my
HBO,
calendar for everything.
Make sure you've got at least HBO Max. I know a lot of us are cable cutters, so if you've got HBO Max, get it going, because that's
share
what it's going to be.
Share that login and password. Let's go.
That's DM right. The whole family involved.
Yeah, hit us up.
Hit us up.
And speaking of Hard Knocks, we've got a fan focus this week that I am so excited to hear from. This is slightly self-serving, but the amount of talkback that we had last week on last episode was so good to hear from so many other people. Number one, just in general, just to hear from people that they like the episode or that they like certain segments. But to the amount of feedback that we got on the whole situation with Melvin Gordon just made me feel so much better. Thank you all.
Dude, one dude was like, in the comment was like, Wooldog had me fist pumping at the end of the episode, at the end of his rant. I was like, yeah, us too, bro. Us too.
That warmed the cockles of my heart so much. Thank you all for having something to say.
Oh, you did. Was that the hidden mystery word? You had to sneak in every episode and you get like a bonus cockles. All right. We got to find a way to sneak
in. Can neither confirm nor
deny. Yeah. Cockles is the new mystery word.
One of the people that was the most vocal was Karen from Los Angeles. Karen, you rock.
Yeah,
and you are the fan focus for this week. So, Karen, what is the burning question that you have?
Hi, guys. This is Karen, and I live in the Los Angeles area. I have been a Chargers season ticket holder since 1999, and I became a fan of the Chargers because of Don Coryell and that amazing West Coast offense. My question for all of you is, since the Chargers will be on Hard Knocks this summer, which Chargers player or players do each of you hope they focus on and why? Love the podcast. Take care. Okay, love you. Bye.
Okay, love you.
A couple things.
Bye.
The K love you. Bye, Karen.
I love you, Karen.
K Karen.
Love you.
Yeah.
Two, number two, the sound quality on Karen's soundbite. Let's go.
Dude, I talked to her a little bit. Her husband works for one of the San Diego radio stations and clearly has a nice setup because that was
clearly
quality sound. So thank you, Karen. Yeah. You rule. First of all, season ticket holder since 99. Holy shit. Yes. I wish I could be there. That's awesome.
Again, proving the point of Melvin Gordon that there's no good quality fans out there. Karen, you're proving him wrong.
Yes.
Because we're here. We just can't always go to every single game. Sorry, right. Melvin.
Sorry, Melvin. Sorry, not sorry. But sorry, thank you, Karen. You rock. It's so good to hear from you. And a great question because it's hard knock. So they're going to be focusing on players. Kevin already kind of alluded that Tyrod's probably going to get a little bit more focus than some of the rest of the guys. But who are we looking forward to the most in seeing on Hard Knocks?
Kyle, go ahead, ladies first.
Yeah, I'd be happy to go first. So mine is, it's pretty obvious. I'd like to, Kevin, here's a good little fun thing. Who do you think I'm picking, Kevin?
Ooh. I think you're going to pick Badgley.
I do have a fond.
And it's not Badgley. Damn it, I burned Badgley. One of mine. Damn it.
The person that I'm most excited to see is my boy Quentin Meeks, who's still on the roster.
Yes.
That's awesome. Do you think he's going to get any time though, bro?
Dude, here's the thing about Quentin. If they do put him on, he will be a star. He's the most lovable, hardworking, passionate person about the game of football.
Rewind. Tell us why Quentin Meeks. You got to fill us in. Some people might not have heard all those episodes back.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we talked about this quite a ways ago. So if you want to go back into the archives, but I coached football at Dunwoody High School and Quentin was one of the players on my team. I coached him at the JV level and then I moved up to coordinate the defense at the varsity level when he was moving up. So I got to coach him for 3 whole years. And the kid's just an absolute stud. It was a straight A student, and completely appreciated in high school, his talent. He did everything for our team. And everyone knew that. So every team just was like, how do we shut down Quentin Meeks? So he was under the radar a little bit. But he ended up playing at Stanford, was a standout at Stanford, had a pick six in the Rose Bowl. Nice. He was a shutdown guy. The character of this guy is above and beyond anything that I've ever coached in another player. Obviously his talent, he's in the NFL, but his character more than anything. So I think that if he gets on the show, he's going to be a fan favorite. He's going to be one of those guys that season was like, dang, that kid.
You know what I'm scared though? Solid. You know what I'm scared though, dude? Because what Hard Knocks does is they introduce to you players you've never met. So there's a good chance he could be on there. But they follow that player all the way to them, either most of the time getting cut or getting signed to the practice squad. So that's a terrifying prospect for you in that sense.
But I mean, that's where he's at. He's fighting. He's trying to get opportunity. Unknown. He plays corner. So he's a cornerback.
Yeah.
So and that's a solid position for us. So he knows he's fighting for a spot. That's not a new thing. I hope that he gets an opportunity. Cause I think that America will love to see this kid play and you'd be proud to have him as a Charger. Cause you don't get to know a lot of the character of the guys just by watching games, but I know the character of this guy. So that's who I'd be most, that's my favorite part in Hard Knocks is seeing the undrafted free agents, the like long time in the league guys that have been on 7 or 8 teams on practice squads fighting for spots. And they make it. Those are like the guys that's why I love Hard Knocks. It's fun to see the studs too. And they do obviously go in on the big name guys, but I love seeing the undrafted guys that just grind and love playing football.
Mm-hmm.
Who are we going to shoot it over to next?
You call. You get to decide.
Oh, we get
we'll
to popcorn.
See, we'll see
this
if
bad
one
boy.
Of us steals the other one's choice. So that's to scramble for a third.
I'm gonna leave Kevin on the line. He's gonna have to see if he has. Hopefully, Wooly takes his guy.
No problem, go ahead, man. This is no problem because I know who I would like to see, and that's everybody. So give me. Go ahead. You go first.
Just Kevin. While Wooly's going, Google a list of like
no
who
need.
The,
no need. This is Russian Kevin.
Most excited.
No need to do this. I don't know why I'm Russian Kevin, but don't need. I'm serious.
This is not required.
This is no problem. Go ahead, Adam Wooly.
Well, you know, Badgley is absolutely somebody that I'm looking forward to seeing. I think everybody is. I've already seen articles of talking about checking out the Money Badger. I mean, he's got his own podcast with Rochelle, so it's like
he's funny.
He's already got a media presence, so there's no doubt that he's going to do well on Hard Knocks. And the one that I'm most excited to see, I'm going to have to say, Joey Bosa. Just based on all of the previous, you know, we always see like little snippets of him, you know, through the social media on like, he's just so funny. Like he's always cracking people up and like, and we get to see little glimpses of it, but we never really get to see like an entire episode of Joey Bosa, like
yeah.
cracking people up or just speaking his mind or whatever it is. So
yeah,
I think he's the one that I'm most looking forward to. I mean, I'm looking forward to seeing everybody. Cause I mean,
yeah,
all of these guys that play, like we see them as players, but we don't necessarily get to see who they are, or what they can do. You know, if you follow them on social media, then you get more of a glimpse into their life. You know, you get to see that Melvin Ingram, you know, is a music artist. He's a rapper and he's got albums dropping left and right. So you get to see that aspect of these players, but it's so few and far between. So I think Joey Bosa is going to be one of the most entertaining people to watch on Hard Knocks. And I think, and yeah, I'm sure they know that. So we'll see
for sure
how that all goes. So Kevin Huggin, what
yeah
do you got?
All right. Well, I got a couple, but there's obviously guys. So the people that you most want to look forward to seeing on Hard Knocks is the guys that they're going to follow, which are the guys that are like on the bubble of making the team. Honest, obviously, right. Herbert. That's a no-brainer because I want to see right. more of what our future quarterback for the future years is going to be.
Right.
One of my favorite seasons of Hard Knocks was the Jets season, and they had a fullback named Connor, and they called him the Terminator.
Oh,
and
they would just
show highlights of him just jacking people up and big hits, and they called him the Terminator. And I think it'd be fun if there was some kind of like Bobby Holly or Gabe Neighbors, one of our fullbacks. I think they're going to...
God, those are such good names.
They're sick names. I think those guys will be fun so to watch because they're so... they're fullbacks. Fullbacks are like the most unheralded position and they're just tough dudes. But those are just a couple I'm keeping my eye on for that. But I really want to see Linval Joseph because I hear he's hilarious. And I always love when they cut into the scenes in Hard Knock where it's just like the security cam in like the players, like the coach's room where they're doing their studying and everything. And they're always those position groups, always making the best jokes, always like giving the young guys the hard time. So seeing like the veterans who like kind of mess with the younger guys and get them caught up, that's what I'm really looking forward to. And I think Linval, just because he's a new Charger and I don't know enough about him, but he's also kind of like one of the veterans on the team, just kind of moved on. I think Linval is kind of going to have to be my choice because he's really fun by all accounts.
Wow, Kevin, good segment. That was a great answer.
Great answer.
I told
it's like
you,
Family
this is
Feud.
No problem.
Good answer.
This
good
is
answer.
No problem. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. Show me Linval Joseph. Ding. Yeah, I think a lot of those types of players like Linval, Trey Turner, Brian Bulaga, like, those guys getting involved with the chart, that's going to be really cool.
Dude, Chris Harris, Keenan Allen. Ooh, the Chris Harris, Keenan Allen.
Oh, we get to see that up close and personal. The storylines are out of control with how cool this can be. This is so, it's going to be so much fun. And we have so many new starters. We don't usually get this many new starters. And we're going to have a lot of them. Like Bulaga, I forgot about him. Trey Turner. Like, dude, we're going to have this whole, there's like every time, I'm going to be just like, I'm going to have to watch it multiple times just so I can scan and try and find people in the background and see what they're doing. I'm just going to absorb everything. I'm just so excited. And if I would recommend watching, if you haven't watched Hard Knocks before, go download one of the seasons and check it out because it'll give you an idea of what to expect. Because it's one of the best football documentaries I've ever seen.
That's awesome. Yeah, I've not watched Hard Knocks, so I'm going to have to go revisit. I probably won't
do the Jets. Do the Jets season. Do the Jets season because they had like Darrell Revis holdout where they like went and met him at this diner to try and do a deal. That was a good season. Wow. That was a while ago though. It was Rex Ryan was the coach, so it was a while ago.
Oh wow, yeah, that is a while ago. That's fine. I'm sure I can find it. Awesome. Well, thank you again, Karen, for piping up and asking the question. Feel free. You know what? Anybody that's been a part of Fan Focus in the past, feel free to become a Fan Focus again in the future. Karen, I'd love to hear from you again.
We're looking for regulars. So if you, Karen, you want to get on this?
Let's jump around.
Here's Karen again. What has she got for us today, folks?
Karen's corner.
Karen, what do you got?
Yeah.
That's great. Thank you again, Karen. And we're going to wrap up this episode with a little bit of fun times. This could be great. This could be terrible, but we are going to
awful. We'll see.
This could absolutely bomb, but stick with us because I think we're going to at least laugh a little bit.
You're only saying this because this was my idea.
No, not at all.
That's exactly support. Why I'm saying it. Yes.
No, that's not why.
This could bomb because it wasn't one of our ideas.
Not at all. We are bringing to you folks a bit of trivia game for us. And we are calling it, as I've got to give her credit, as dubbed by Huggins' wife, Josie, Rochambolt.
Nice.
Hit it, Kyle.
Josie, you're too clever. Okay, so I have five questions.
Yes.
We're going to go through. I'll ask you the question, give you multiple choice, and then you guys will have time to discuss, banter, maybe throw someone off of the correct answer if you know what it is. I'll give you a 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and you both give me A, B, C, or D as your final answer.
I love it.
Get ready, Wool Dog. I'm coming for you, bro. Do
you understand the rules?
Yes, we understand the rules, Kyle.
Zero confidence in myself, so that shouldn't be a problem.
Okay.
I have nothing
to Those of you listening,
yes.
Play along. Let us know along, in our Instagram post how many you were able to get right. We just have five questions.
It's only five.
You can also let us know how dumb the questions are. If they're dumb, we don't know. But just make sure you at Kyle Duggan, at K-Y-L-E-D-U-G-G. I am.
That's it. All right. Here we go. Question number one.
Here we go.
How many people will SoFi Stadium seat? Is it A, 65,255?
Oh, Jesus. I'm going to fuck this
B, 70,240. C, 75,717. Or D, 62,414. Discuss.
Oof. Okay.
They're so close together, dude. I have no idea, Adam. So you can feel free to say whatever you want. It's not going to dissuade me anyway.
So I'm not going to have you repeat all the answers. Just give me, let's see. Oh, you got, oh, perfect. All right. So 62, 70, 75, or 62. Boy.
I'm ready. I have no idea how many people fit in like a regular stadium.
I don't. So
I'm ready.
All right. Let's.
Okay. Ready?
Five, all right. Rochambeau, folks.
Three,
here we go.
Two, one.
B.
A.
The correct answer is B. 70,240.
I don't know why 70,000. I just remember going to the old Qualcomm games and be like, today's audience was a 60-something thousand. Well, thanks, everybody, for coming. And then and got to step it up over Qualcomm. So 70, that's awesome.
Mm. All right.
Okay, one for Kevin. I'm proud of you, Kevin.
Thank you, Kyle.
I'm proud of you, too.
Good question, though.
Was it a good question?
It was decent, yeah.
Oh, okay, good. Good. Thank you. All right, question number two. How much did SoFi Stadium cost to build? Now, this is a little bit of a trick question because there is an original proposed amount and a final amount.
So is this amount or the proposed amount?
We're talking the final actual amount of the stadium.
Okay.
Question
$1
option. Option A, $2.66 billion. B, $3.45 billion. C, $4.96 billion. Or D, $5.2 billion.
I'm ready.
No matter what, it's a lot of money.
That's a lot of B's.
That's billions, right? Okay.
All in the billions.
B with billion.
I'm ready.
You got an idea?
I'm ready. I think I know exactly what it is.
Okay.
Okay.
Rochambeau.
3, 2, 1.
D.
D.
You guys both are wrong.
No! Damn! What is
it? The final amount was $4.96 billion.
Damn it. Dude, just you get up into the five. It's way off. More impressive. That was
I got you guys. You I got us. You so good.
You idiot.
Okay. Next question.
Dumb
what was originally scheduled to be the very first event at the stadium? There was originally scheduled an event to happen at SoFi Stadium.
Taylor Swift concert. Sorry, I had to just get it done. Taylor Swift, whatever that is. I'm going to go with
wow,
C.
Wow, dude.
C?
Kevin, if the game sucks, it's because you're bad at playing the game.
Yeah, no shit, man.
Sorry, dude. I just knew that. If you know it, you should be able to say it and get extra points.
Then you
got
to play it close to the chest, man, like poker.
Play along and throw them off.
I just got excited, dude.
You could be like, oh, yeah.
What a... You actually knew an answer, so you just tossed it out there.
Sorry.
That's not how the game's played.
Knowledge is power, bro, and I'm strong.
That's not how the game works.
Wow. Okay. Wow. Well, this will be four questions, folks.
Okay. Well, all right, folks. This segment sucks because somebody doesn't know how to play. Okay. Question number four. What will be the first Super Bowl played at SoFi Stadium? Which one will we host? Is it Super Bowl 56, Super Bowl 57, Super Bowl 59, or Super Bowl 60?
I have no idea. I'm going to guess on this one.
Oh, yeah. Shocking. If you knew, you would have blurted it out. We know you don't know.
Yeah.
It's clear you don't know.
All right. I'm ready. What do you think, Wally?
Refresh my memory. What was the one that we just had? Was it 55?
The one we just had. Let's see.
58? No, 50. I don't. Oh, shit.
Just settle down. Settle down.
He's up.
I'm competitive. What do you want from me? I don't want to be wrong.
Super Bowl 54 is the one we just played.
That's the one we just played. Okay. So 56 would be 2 years out. If I do my math correctly.
Yep. That sounds
56
good to me.
Is 2 years away from 54.
I think you're on to something.
So this year is 55. If my math serves correct.
Correct.
Oh my God. Yes.
Good math.
Good math.
I'm piecing it all together. So obviously they're not playing the Super Bowl this year. So the possibility would be
or
next year.
They?
2 years from now. Four or five.
Three, two, one.
C.
B.
Everyone answered B.
I said C.
One answered B, one answered C. It doesn't matter. You're both wrong because it's A. Super Bowl 56.
Damn it. Taylor Swift's going to ride Taylor Swift home on this bad boy.
Okay, so right now it's 2-0. Kevin has 2 correct and Adam has 0 because he didn't get an opportunity.
I would have guessed Taylor Swift as well.
Okay, so let's go 1-0 because Kevin cheated. So you're negating a point. I'm going to do an ode to Dave Duggan right here. And if anyone's listening has ever played for Coach Duggan, you know what I'm about to do. And I'm about to create a bonus question that's worth 2 points.
Oh, I love it.
Because that's what he always did at the end of sprints. He would give you the option. if somebody catches this, we don't have to run anymore. But if he drops it, we run twice as many. What do you want to do?
Ouch.
He did it every practice of my whole career. And it made you want to crap your pants. Because he would always send out some linemen. But the test was if we were a team
trusted
each other. We had to believe in each other. And so we would just talk up that lineman like he was going to catch. We believe you. We'll do twice as many if you drop it. So this final question is worth 2. It wasn't the original plan, but because Kevin cheated, I think we should give Wooly a chance.
Oh, my God.
Here's the question. It's more of a scenario question. Hmm. Here you go. You walk down an alley. You see Raider fans.
What? Hold on.
You're walking. This is a scenario.
What?
Okay. You're
listen.
Walking,
what
we're
alley?
Alley.
What is it? Listen, day or night?
Nighttime.
Is
scary
it raining
alley.
Or is it cold outside?
It's cold. Yep.
Okay. Got
it's it. It's a brisk evening.
I visualizing.
No lights.
Visualizing it.
You see at the end of the alley 2 Raider fans.
Oh shit!
And they're not happy. We just won. Okay, they see you. We're in Vegas outside the toilet bowl. Oh. And they have you cornered.
Okay.
Who is the one Charger, past or present, you would take with you into that fight?
Oh shit.
Okay. Oof.
This is worth 2 points. And there is a correct answer.
there is a correct your correct answer. Oh my God. I gotta pull something out here.
Charger, past or present.
I'm gonna go with Junior. I'm gonna have to go with Junior Seau.
Junior Seau is a good answer. Because
everyone respected Junior. Even though they might have hated us, everyone liked Junior. So maybe these Raider fans might be cool with Junior, and then I can sneak up behind the Raider fans, take them out, and then Junior and I could go, you know, go to the craps tables.
Okay.
I'm saying Junior.
Okay, good. Good I like answer. The answer.
It's a good answer.
All right, Bulldog.
Damn.
Bulldog, I have a feeling no matter what you say, I'm going to pick yours as the right answer.
I know, that's why I got to make it good.
This is bullshit. Pick
Kevin tried
quick,
really hard because I do love Junior Seau.
I know you
I was
have
55
jersey,
all of Pop Warner
so
because of him.
Was I Wooly? Let's go.
Do you want to add some options that are rolling around in my head?
What, dude? You're just you're helping him now. Give
Kevin,
a man a chance.
You cheated. You cheated.
Give a man a chance. Jesus.
I'll tell you guys.
I'm trying to think of
answer.
Like no. of a unique answer to not be like this guy is the toughest guy, yeah, so he's gonna go right, in there and he's gonna right. kick ass. Yeah. I'm gonna
just
be
say
like,
Nate Kading because like, then they can kick
like
his
Darren
ass while
Bennett,
you run away.
Nate Kading, yeah.
And if you like that answer too, I'll go with that, Kyle. Too Nate Kading, they can kick his ass.
So
here's
my answer. Regardless of whether it's right or not, it's the only thing I, without taking the time to like write up an essay about this because you know we're Johnny on the spots here.
Yeah.
I'm going to say, I would say Phillip Rivers.
Oh.
And the only reason I would say Phillip Rivers,
God,
number one,
it, Adam.
Imagine the jawing back and forth between, he would just, none of it would be cursing. It would just be, yeah. it would be verbal abuse. I think he would yes. just verbally abuse these Raiders fans back into yeah. the hole they crawled out of. And if not, if there were some haymakers thrown, I've seen Phillip Rivers throw his body into defenders on, you know, picks or fumbles or anything like that. He's not afraid to get in there and throw his body into it. And what a story to tell people like,
yeah,
you know,
even if you lose. Yeah.
Phillip freaking Rivers.
And you know, wow. he'd be sober. So he'd have all his wits about him.
And yep. And you know, he's not going to run away because the man can't run.
No, he's not running.
We might not
that.
Even have to fight. He might just have his kids run in there like, oh, in there, you go fight those guys. And me and him
what
will just sit back and
answer.
Watch.
You know what Phillip Rivers is like? He's like at Sunday school when you get asked a question and the answer is always Jesus. That's like Phillip Rivers for the Chargers. He's just always the right answer. Oh. Kevin, you should have known that.
Oh.
You should have known that.
I can't believe you just rigged this whole point structure so I could lose to Phillip Rivers,
cow.
Which is obviously the best answer. But
obviously, what
whatever.
A bonehead.
Go ahead, give the Rochambeau trophy to
yeah, the first annual trophy goes to the Bulldog.
The first episode of Rochambeau, and maybe the last, folks. You let
no,
us know.
No, I'm going
we
next week.
Do.
I'm making the question. You're okay. up next, Kyle.
Guys, I want to say that mine would have been Igor Olshansky because that guy was terrifying.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
He was big.
You kidding me?
Oh, yeah.
That guy? Oh, my gosh. And then one final comment that we didn't bring up today, which kind of disappointed it wasn't on the outline. Today is actually the great LaDainian Tomlinson's birthday.
That's true. Right.
So happy birthday to LaDainian Tomlinson.
Singing great. Happy birthday to LT. I think it's kind
I think
of,
we think need to.
I think we should.
Yeah.
You ready?
I want to hear it. Maybe that's a commercial coming here in a minute.
Oh, there might be a birthday service. Maybe some party clowns for LaDainian Tomlinson made by
like
some Raiders fans in Vegas.
Plan.
I don't know. All right. Well, there you go. Happy birthday, Mr. Tomlinson. And there's been a few birthdays recently. I think Gates just had a birthday recently as well. So there's a lot of great Charger birthdays floating around out there. Happy birthday to all of you from here at Charger Chat, regardless of when your birthday is. Happy birthday.
Just everybody.
All right, folks, that's going to do it for us here at Charger Chat. I think we've gabbed about as much as we can about whatever we can think of to gab about.
What
during
just happened? I don't even know what just happened.
Downtime in the off season, but don't forget to bolt up because we're ready for any squad, any place.
Okay, love you, bye.
Okay, love you, bye.
Taylor Swift! I know this!
I knew it. It was Taylor Swift.
I don't
Swift.
Want to hear answers. I
it's
know it. It's Taylor
now.
Swift.
Taylor Swift.
I had tickets for the thing and it got canceled. I knew it was Taylor Swift.
And now, a word from our sponsors.
Well, hey there, Mr. Tomlinson. What's new with you? What's that you say? It's your birthday? Well, happy birthday. Say, where's the party clown? Don't tell me you forgot to get one. Well, son of a gun, have I got an idea for fun. You should call Las Vegas Raiders Party Clown Factory Outlet Store. Don't overpay for your party clown. In Vegas, they pass the savings on to you. They have all your party clown needs, and they come in all shapes and sizes. Tall clowns, short clowns, Darth Vader clowns, Silver Skull clowns. I don't even know what that clown is, but it's hilarious, and it's here at the Las Vegas Raiders Party Clown Factory Outlet Store. Get your clown on the cheap today.